You're listening to the Grow Yourself, Grow Your Marriage podcast. Chris and Jonna are parents of three, life and business partners who share their personal development techniques so you can grow yourself and grow your marriage.
Chris and Jonna here with the Grow Yourself, Grow Your Marriage podcast. This is
episode 24.
Babe, we are three away from the podcaster's quota.
That means most podcasters burn out after 27 episodes. Not us. We're not going to
we'll
do it.
We'll see, right?
Nope. We're not going to do it.
In all reality, it's been a tough week.
It has been a tough week, but you know what? My mom's got the kids and we're here together recording again. So Yes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So today's episode, guys, we are going to talk about the three C's to combat a stale marriage. What do you know about a stale marriage, Jonna?
Well, I know a little bit about a stale marriage because, you know, we've been married for like 6 years. Yeah.
7 years.
What?
Wow. How'd you get that wrong?
It has not been 7 years.
Yes. Yeah.
Not till July.
Yeah.
No.
2013.
Yeah.
Shoot. 6 years.
7 in July.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Anyway, Chris. It's fine. I think it depends on how you define stale. Like when I think about the word stale or a stale marriage, I'm thinking probably one that, you know, you're married, you wear your rings, you live life together, you probably sleep in the same bed, but probably doesn't go much deeper than that because the busyness of life is in the way. You're both on your separate schedules of working or taking care of the kids or, you know, school or career, whatever it is you've got going on, and there's not much to the marriage side of things. That's what I would define as a stale marriage.
Yeah, I agree. I would say in its simplest form, it's existing and not living.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're just together. You're here. You're living your life, but you're not like living.
Exactly. Not like
intentionally.
Exactly. Not intentionally living and focusing on, you know, growing together as a, you just burped.
Well, so I turned my head so nobody would know. Why'd you have to call me out?
I'm just saying.
Females burp too.
Yeah, I know, right? So, in getting into the weeds of this, the three C's of combating a stale marriage, let's talk about C number one.
Oh, we are just,
we're just going to fire right ahead.
Okay. So I think, at least for us, when we feel like, because look, marriage is a roller coaster. You're going to go through different seasons depending on what you have going on in life. Like Chris just mentioned, this has been kind of a tough week for us. So I think you could say, we've had a stale week, maybe not a stale marriage, but even the best of marriages are going to have stale seasons because when you're not intentional.
Even the best of marriages, you're making it sound like we have the best of a marriage.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
We do have a good marriage. I'm saying
the
best couple in the world has stale seasons because it's a roller coaster. It's not always perfect. It's probably never perfect, actually. But anyways, when we realize that we are in a stale season, we've learned in our long 6 years that we need to connect. We need to connect more.
C number one.
We got to connect. We have to carve out time for each other and be intentional about it because, as you know, if you've ever listened to this podcast before, we got a few kids here. And so it's really easy to let the busyness of life go by each day. And there's some weeks where I'm like, oh, hey, Chris, I'm not sure we've hugged or kissed today or in a couple of days because, you know, especially right now with the holidays, life just, I don't know, it's just easy to get caught up in if you're not intentional about making time to connect.
Yeah, definitely. When it comes to connection, I think that, when it comes to carving out time, I think that what this is for me always is you give me the green light to get a little nerdy and time
not
block
you.
And literally carve out time for us. So what I've done over the past week is I've opened up my Google Calendar and I moved some stuff around to make sure we had time at night together. But I wish I could say it's worked out perfectly, but it hasn't because our youngest has been a nightmare. And she's
literally reverted back to newborn.
Getting
life.
To bed, right. So it's been really tough. But I am proud of us for at least both making the conscious effort to say, okay, cool, let's take some time and let's spend it together. And I think it's important to also mention that the time we are carving out for each other right now is time we are tech-free. Because as far as I'm concerned, you know, watching Netflix as you're going to bed, or I guess we'll say Disney Plus in this case, but watching TV as we're going to bed, or, you know, scrolling our social feeds next to each other isn't exactly hanging out.
No. Well, I don't know. I think sometimes we need a brain break. So sometimes for me, all I need is, I mean, super corny, but all I need is to cuddle up on the couch and watch a movie. Like, that is...
I'm always down for cuddles.
Well, that is something that is hanging out to me without our phones. Now, if we're sitting by each other watching a movie and we're both on our phones, that's kind of... I don't know. I don't like that. But I like what you've said, like, Tuesdays... Today's actually Tuesday. You're saying we're going to go tech-free tonight and we're just going to hang out. And we're just going to talk. We're just going to hang out. There's no real plan to it, but we know... At this certain time block, it's for Jonna and Chris, and it's going to be time where we can talk about, I don't know, we talk about a lot of things. We talk about our week. We talk about what we want in our future. We talk about what all the crazy things that are going on in life right now. I mean,
and scene number two.
Oh.
So that's a perfect segue into scene number two, and that is communicate. And I want to say, so Jonna and I were at a funeral of a close family member recently. And I actually didn't know this because I hadn't been to funerals in a while, I guess. And maybe some of you don't even know this, but it's custom that at the very end of the funeral, the open casket, I guess you could say, not the funeral, right?
At the end of the layout, the service.
I'm sorry, the layout, yeah. Okay, at the end of the layout, they shuffle everyone out of the room except for the spouse. And the spouse gets to have the last moment with their spouse. And they actually, you know, closed the curtains. And it was a very private moment. And I was just, it was really hitting me. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I mean, I guarantee she knew this would eventually come, but like didn't think it would come so quick. Or, you know, I just wonder what it would be like to look in a casket at your spouse and know that you were going to have to go on without them, right? And it just hit me really hard. And I was thinking, gosh, I really hope when that day comes, because I guess it's inevitable, right? Unless we pass together, when that day comes, are we going to be able to look in the casket at one another and be able to say, like, we did it, you know? We lived, we loved God, we served people, we showed our kids what a good, you know, God-centered marriage was, and we took risks. We didn't live under a sheet in the corner. You know, we were aggressive and we took risks. And you know, can we look at each other and say, wow, like it's okay. You know,
boom.
I don't know.
You're making me a little bit emotional with that because it's kind of a hard picture to imagine, but I think you're right. It's something, you know, we've talked about this. It's something that is inevitable that one of us will have to do. So in a nutshell, I think what you're saying is, how do we get to the place where we get to experience that? And of course there will be grieving. I think no matter how much you think you can prepare for that, you're never prepared to lose somebody like your spouse. But how can we look at each other in that moment and be like, hey, we did it. Like, no regrets. I'm so excited. This is, you know, I'm going to carry on our legacy or whatever that looks like. So I think what the whole point in this is that when we say communicate, you know, you hear that a lot, communicate, communicate. It's such a word that you hear in marriage, but we mean dive deep. So to be able to have that moment at the end, we kind of have to have a plan of, well, where are we going? What does life look like? What do we want to do? Who do we want to serve? What do we want that last moment to be like? And kind of reverse engineer it.
Yeah. Yeah. And to bring it full circle, I think what we're getting at here is, if you, let's say someone's listening right now and they're like, yeah, my marriage is stale. I feel like we are just existing together. you know, whether we're together just for the kids, or we love each other, but we're not making time for each other like we love each other, or, you know, the kids are ahead of everything. We're just overwhelmed with our lives in general. I think when you go to that second C and you say, wow, if we were able to communicate a vision for our lives that we both knew we were on the same page, and we're like, this is, you know, this is a moment that is likely to come in our future. What do we want to be able to say? Like, what can we agree on together now and say, like, someday one of us is going to lay the other to rest. And at that point, like, what are we going to be able to be thinking, you know? So the reason we say that is because if your marriage is stale right now, I believe that if you can, you know, attach a more powerful why, like a moment like that, it can pull you out of that, right?
Well, yeah, and even if it feels like it's really far away, and hopefully it is for us, all of us, I think that's why it's important to kind of work your way backwards so it feels a little more realistic. Because I think for some of us, we're not future thinkers like that. It's hard for me to do something now for the end of my life if hopefully it's a long time from now, you know? So by working back, you can kind of start working on, okay, if this is ultimately where I want to be, if this is what my husband and I hope we accomplish in our life, how do we work back? What happens in that decade, in the decade before that, in the decade before that? What happens in the next 5 years? Because, you know, especially with the new year coming, people want to talk about goals, goals, goals. I can't wait to hit my goal weight or my goal income or my goal dream house or whatever. We all have these goals, but what about goals for our marriage?
And to take it a step further, instead of just focusing on the goal, you know how I always love to say this, focus on the person you need to become to live that, to right. achieve that goal. So if me and you say, hey, we want to love God, serve people, show our kids what, you know, a good God-centered marriage looks like, we need to ask ourselves and kind of do an audit of, like, okay, am I the person that's creating that outcome?
Right.
And if I'm not,
what do you have to do?
What needs to change? And instead of looking at it as like, well, I have so many things already on my plate and that's such an overwhelming concept, realizing like that's the big picture, you know?
Right. You don't have to do it overnight.
Yeah. And no one dies like being like, oh, I wish I made more money, wish I would have managed my schedule better, you know, all that stuff, right? People pass, and from what we hear, right, people pass, and the biggest thing is the relationships and the bonds they built, and wishing that they had stronger relationships.
Well, and that they were just more intentional with their time, because, you know, as we get older, I feel like time goes so much faster. So I can only imagine, you know, I don't know, time is flying by, it feels like, right now, and I feel like the older you get, the faster it goes. So many of us think like, okay, yeah, death, like that's morbid, that's a long ways away, but you don't know. And so it's kind of cliche to say like, live like you're going to die tomorrow and stuff, because I don't know, I feel like we hear that a lot in songs, but I think it is an important thing to think about. If you did die tomorrow, who are you and who do you want to become for yourself and for your spouse and for your family, you know?
Well, maybe it's not live like you're going to die tomorrow, but behave like you're going to die tomorrow. I think it's different, you know, like actually creating habits and disciplines that, you know, enhance you as a person, optimize mm-hmm. your relationships, your behavior and the way you react to situations, or, you know, just things like that. I feel like if we all did kind of realize that future is ahead at some point, maybe it could just be a much more powerful
motivator
and conversation with our spouses to start living, you know?
Yeah. So that got pretty deep. I don't know if we knew we were going to take that deep, because we're just talking about stale marriage here. So, but the whole point is, when you communicate, it needs to be more than, hey, how was your day? Here's what I did at work. Here's how the kids were. We need to understand what each other wants out of life. And if you're going down the same road, because I tell you, there's plenty of people who I know who'd be like, I have no idea what my spouse wants to do, you know, in 5 years, or where they want to live, or how they want to be treated, or what they hope they accomplish in their lifetime. And I think those are things that change with the seasons too. I mean, if we would have done an exercise like this before getting married, I don't think we could have accurately said where we wanted to be right now. And just like when trying to plan it now, you know, I guess my point is you can't like plan it down to a T, because in my opinion, in our opinion, God's timing and God's will is going to take reign over it all. Is that
sure?
No. You know what I mean? So I don't mean plan your life and make it happen like that, but in general. So like,
well, I feel like it's a matter of, what are our core values as a couple?
That's what I mean.
What
more
do we stand for? What do we ultimately, what legacy do we want to leave behind?
Right. That's what, thank you for wording that, because that's what I meant, as something more, it's not basic. Basic's not the word I'm looking for, but I'm not saying plan your life like, where do I want to live in 5 years and how much do I want to be making? That stuff is so, yes, it's important, but
it's like chasing the wind.
It's not,
man.
Yeah, it's not the most important thing. So, something that Chris and I did, and if you've heard some of our earlier episodes, we talked about it a little bit, is we did a dream document. Chris did it actually separately from me, written out, and then I verbalized, and it was a really cool moment because we were very in alignment with the things that we hope to accomplish in our lifetime together. So if you're not, though, that's where the third C comes in, and that's course correcting, because it's not too late. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh man, like I've never thought about this stuff before. I doubt my spouse has thought about this, or, you know, we are definitely those people that are kind of just living day to day for our careers and our kids and putting our marriage on the back burner. Don't let this get you down, because it's not too late to course correct. If you're still alive and you guys are still married, you can take these steps to figure out what you guys want and begin to connect and communicate better.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I'm not sure what I can add to that, honestly.
I just wrapped that up in a little bow, didn't I?
You wrapped that up pretty good.
I think that I just want somebody to know that if you are in a stale season, you're not alone. It's okay. We all go through it. But now that you've heard this and you hear what it might be like to be in a stale season, now it's your responsibility to take it into your hands and start to course correct.
And take practical action on this stuff. I think these three C's have action steps behind them. So
definitely
carving out time. Obviously, you have to communicate with each other to carve out time.
Right.
And say, hey, like, when is a good time for us to connect and, you know, really be able to have a legitimate conversation without kids or without the distraction of, you know, technology and stuff, where we can dive into each other's lives and see what's going on. I mean, I've had a pretty rough week. Just this week, it's cold in Ohio and it's rainy.
It's very dreary.
Yeah, just very dreary. And that like really gets me initially when the seasons change. And I've just been totally like Eeyore around here. And Jonna described me yesterday. She goes, if you were weather, I would describe you as cloudy with a chance of rain and gloomy.
Definitely. You were so gloomy yesterday.
What the heck?
Today you've been like partly cloudy. I saw little glimpses here.
And I was going to say the only reason I've been a little more partly cloudy is because I was just feeling like crap, and me and you had a good conversation and it brought a different perspective for me. And it was just like maybe a 10-minute conversation while the younger girls were finishing up their nap. And even just those little check-ins, even though we didn't even plan it, we still carved it out, right? To make the time. You weren't on your phone. We were just talking. And you're like, what's up?
And we knew it was an important conversation to be had.
Yeah, that's helped me. So I guess the point of that is there's carving out little bits of time here and there. And then there's legitimately, hey, when are the times we can spend together? I'm not even talking about date nights. I'm talking about on a regular basis.
I think that's a good point to add, because I think, you know, there's different personalities and you have to play to your strengths here. Chris is the person who, I'm the person who's going to say, hey, we need more time together, but that's about as far as it's going to go for me because I've got my hands, you know, tied all the time with the kids. Chris is the person who's going to say, okay, you just gave me a task. I'm going to put it in action. And he goes and puts a little colored block on the calendar and says, here's when we're going to spend time together. So whichever spouse you are, you have to be the one to make the step. You know, I'm the one who recognizes it and says, yo, we've not kissed today. We've not had any time together. I'm feeling kind of left out because you're working a lot. And then he's the one that goes, okay, check. I'm going to put it in a box and we're going to have this time together. But it can be overwhelming to say, okay, I'm going to plan the whole month's worth of intentional time together. Don't think you have to do that. You can literally sit down on Sunday night and be like, okay, here's the night this week or the nights this week or the morning or whatever works best for your schedule that we're going to spend a little time. Maybe it's just getting up in the morning and having coffee together, you know, something without distraction that gives you time to connect and communicate and, if need be, course correct.
Yeah, definitely. And I think kind of piggybacking off of that into the communication side of things, make sure you're having those deeper conversations and going beyond the surface, you know. Just like I said with that earlier example, like those things are going to happen eventually. So we have to, I don't know, we have to kind of like get in touch with that side of life and be like, yeah, man, like we're not going to be around together forever. Like let's actually have that conversation and not just act like it's not going to happen.
Well, because it's easy to just kind of put it out because you don't want to think about it. It's a hard thing to think about. But I'm glad you say that because also, you don't have to dive right into the deep stuff. Like if you and your spouse are feeling like real stale right now, like maybe you're on the rocks. Maybe you're like, stale would be nice at this point. We're not even sleeping in the same bed. Don't think that you have to sit down and dive into this deep stuff that is going to feel inauthentic because you're not connecting right now anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no shame in Googling questions to ask or ways to connect, or, you know, we are happy to provide you with some questions that we've personally worked through that have kind of helped us identify where our relationship's at and where it's going. Because I don't know, I just feel like there could be somebody listening that's like, yeah, we're beyond stale. And obviously if you just go to your spouse and want to start talking all deep and emotional and kind of lovey, it might not go as well.
Wow, so you sound like me.
What do you mean?
It's just funny. You took the unemotional, practical side, and I'm over here.
You're like, over here being like weepy.
Yeah.
I know. Wow. Well, see, that's what happens. We're starting to take on some of each other's...
I'll keep my roles, thanks.
Some of each other's traits. I know. I think I've given you some of my bad traits, too.
Definitely.
And vice versa. I'm not as friendly as I used to be as you. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm very friendly, but I'm more... because of my husband, I'm more picky about my time. Yes. How about that?
And I still haven't picked up the trait of ranting yet. So we're going to wrap this thing up.
I'm not ranting. You mean rambling?
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up. But seriously, I'm very serious about those questions. If you want to dive into this, whether you're on the rocks or you're stale or you're feeling pretty happy right now, but you'd like a different date night experience, let us know. Send us an email, growyourselfgrowyourmarriage@gmail.com, or you can always message us on social media, and we'd love to send you some questions to ask.
Yep, Grow Yourself, Grow Your Marriage on both Instagram and Facebook.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to the show today.
I was going to say, if you feel like you know somebody who has a stale marriage, share this with them, but that might be kind of offensive. So
you are picking up my trait. I know.
So if this message impacted you and you feel like maybe just blindly somebody on your friends list could benefit from it, go ahead and share it.
Yeah, perfect. All right, guys, we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.